For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the Moon City. So, where is this Moon City? For starters, it's not on the moon. Rather, it's in Cundinamarca. That's one of the 30 or so states that make up Colombia. Cundinamarca is near the center of Colombia. Its capital is the megacity of Bogotá. So the town we're looking for is just several miles north of Bogotá. Its name derives from the Chibchan language, though it's not a language you're likely to hear because it's considered extinct. It was once spoken by the South American Indians who lived near Bogotá before the Spanish conquest. But the Chibchan word for moon is the name of the town we're after. These days, some might just call this town Carne. We'll explain the meaty connection shortly. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Many of you are presently mapping your Thanksgiving dinners, when to put the turkey in the oven, at what weight, for how long, so it comes out of the oven perfectly done, synchronized with the mashed potatoes, creamed onions, and the broccoli. But when are you going to bake that pie? It's a puzzle. So for the next few minutes, let me take you to a place in Colombia where the cooking and entertaining puzzle has been worked out to a delightful science. We're in the town of Chía, about 45 minutes north of Bogotá. Chía is the answer to our GeoQuiz, by the way. And we're at a restaurant called Andrés Carne de Res. It's a play on words that no one could adequately explain to me. Just remember two words, Andrés and carne. Carne is meat, and you're going to find lots of great meat here. Andrés is Andrés Jaramillo, the owner of Andrés Carne de Res. I was told that I had to go to the restaurant on a Saturday night. It's only open from Thursday to Sunday. And I had one Saturday night in Bogotá, the night I arrived. So even before going to the hotel, I headed from the airport straight to the restaurant. It was like walking into the craziest part of Mardi Gras, with exceptionally good food. Though by 11 p.m., most of the eating had subsided for the night. Things had moved on to dancing. The place was all bodies, dancing between tables, on tables, sweaty clicks of flirtatious conversation, and lots of laughter. Colombian politicians mingled with famous pop music stars and their entourages, the beautiful people of Bogotá. Waiters struggled through the crowd, balancing bottles of beer, wine, pisco sours, and gourds filled with mojitos overflowing with mint and ice. And everywhere you looked, the walls and ceilings were textured with folk art. A man in a chef's costume came waddling through, posing with pretty girls, followed by another man in a dog costume. They were accompanied by a drummer, also in costume. When I woke up the next day, I wasn't sure if I had dreamt the whole thing. So I returned to Andrés Carne de Res to make sure it was real, and to meet Andrés Jaramillo, the man behind the place. By day, it feels like you're backstage at a Broadway show. The workflow in the kitchen is clearly delineated, and cooks, sous chefs, and prep workers are focused on their roles in getting Andrés Jaramillo's show, as it is, right.
Entonces una pareja bonita, pone un...
In 1982, says Andrés Jaramillo, he and his wife simply wanted a little roadside cabana where they could sell grilled meat and cold beer. He says they had a guitarist and occasional poetry readings. It was very bohemian, says Andrés.
No hay rumba, pero hay bohemia.
Now, bohemian implies working on the fringes of social convention, but that's not how Andrés Carne de Res functions as a restaurant. Andrés Jaramillo today is one of the richest entrepreneurs in Colombia, and Andrés Carne de Res is one of the most recognizable brands in Bogotá. That's because everything at Carne de Res has the mark of Andrés on it. His employees have even come up with a verb for it, andresiar, to make something in the style of Andrés. Order a bottle of Club Colombia beer. Above the beer's label is Andrés's heart logo. That plate on which your sizzling filet mignon sits, made in Andrés's workshop. The menu is a long scroll that you roll with a crank. It's also made here in Andrés's workshop. Between cooks, waiters, carpenters, metalsmiths, marketers, and administration, Andrés Jaramillo employs more than 1,000 people at Carne de Res. And they've got space to work, over 30,000 square feet, way bigger than that roadside cabana he opened nearly 30 years ago. The other notable trait of the Andres ideology is recycling. An ashtray on the table began its life as a piston in a truck. A handbag in Andres's gift shop is made entirely of Club Colombia bottle caps. Andres's offices are formerly ocean-going shipping containers, and everywhere is that heart logo. Even things that Andres can't easily brand, he brands them anyway. Colombians know his famous fried baby potatoes, and not only because you can't stop eating them, they are all almost exactly the same size. That's the kind of detail Andres Jaramillo pays attention to. He says there's a joke people tell in Bogota. What does Andres Jaramillo do between Monday and Friday? On Monday, he deposits all the money he made the previous weekend. Tuesday through Friday, he selects his baby potatoes.
Escoge las papas criollas que va a servir el sábado y el domingo.
Andres Jaramillo can laugh at that, but at a table, he doesn't joke about food, and he had lined up an impressive lunch for me so I could see for myself. It's almost competitive eating with Andres, competitive meat eating, that is. The showdown happened two courses in, a plate of dark blood sausage arrived with a side of arepa, fried cornbread.
All right, so we were just treated to the blood sausage with an extremely hot pepper. We had kind of a truth or dare contest in which we had an arepa with a piece of blood sausage on it with the hot pepper, and now it's a giant steak au poivre with more hot pepper, arepa.
As you can hear, I could barely breathe. The food was coming fast, and so were the serrano chilies. This is some of the best meat you are ever likely to taste. There was also a spicy traditional soup, ceviche with plantain fritters, home-baked bread, a tomato stuffed with a cloud of mashed potatoes, a take on Caesar salad with sun-dried tomatoes and endive, and a creme brulee you could have skated on. Lunch ended 3 hours later. Andres sipped his espresso alongside a small glass of cold water and sat back, proud of his offerings. He mused out loud to no one in particular that he loves his work and hoped that everyone in the world could find their place.
Llegó a este planeta, ¿sí?
What were you placed on this world to do?
Sí, yo a veces digo que mi oficio es vender felicidad.
His job is to sell happiness.
Andres Carne de Res, thank you very much for this lovely afternoon and this lovely meal. It was a great experience to meet you.
A ti, Marco, y a todos tus oyentes, un saludo y un abrazo. Aquí los esperamos con el corazón abierto.
He says, thank you, Marco, and thank all of your listeners. And I hopefully will see you here, and I'll be waiting for all of you with my heart wide open.
You can see a slideshow from My Lunch with Andres at theworld.org.